Om Shanti. 13th November 2019, Wednesday. The essence of today's Sakar Murli. Sweet children, to follow the Father's Srimat means to have regard for the Father. Those who follow the dictates of their own minds, Manmat, have disregard for Him. Sweet children, those who follow the Father's Srimat. To follow the Father's Srimat means to have regard for the Father. Those who follow the dictates of their own mind have disregard for Him. When we respect somebody, when we have regard for somebody, regard or you call it respect, whatever, what we do for that person. A child has regard for his teacher. So when a student has got regard for his student, what does that child do? What that student do? To have regard means what? To have regard for somebody means what we do for that person.
We listen
to that person carefully, we obey that person. Whatever he says, we are all ears. What else?
We'll care for him.
Care for his words. See what are his specialties and follow him. And? Okay, whatever he says, whatever he does, tells, he will follow. So, this respect or regard has the component of love in it. Love plus respect. This together becomes regard. So when we have a great regard for somebody, we automatically love that person and we care for him. We give attention to each and every word, whatever he says. We will never be disobedient. So, Baba says, if you have regard for me, you will follow what I tell you. You will follow the Srimat. But if you follow the dictates of your own mind, probably you do not have regard for me, or rather, you are expressing your disregard for me. So, on one side is Srimat, on another side is Manmat. Srimat is the way. Manmat is my way and your way. It's my way, your way, his way. Srimat is not about my way, your way, his way, what I think, what he thinks, what the world thinks, what the scriptures think, what is written in books. It's nothing like that. Srimat is a very exalted, very elevated word. When Baba says Srimat, it means he is giving the final order. He is telling you the final thing, that this is to be done. Till now, there has always been confusion in the path of religion regarding morality, regarding moral principles. One religion says this should be done, another says this should not be done. One religion says you can kill animal, other says you can't. It's strictly prohibited. So religions, they have conflicts. But when God comes and He has to establish the supreme religion, He gives a final verdict. He gives the final opinion. He tells you that this is to be done. Only thing is that the Srimat is hidden in Murlis. You have to explore it, find it out, where it is, what it is, and what is the exact Srimat for me. So, understanding Srimat, unpacking Srimat is very important in this Brahmin life. And Srimat is such a thing, it means a written etiquette, the written moral book on code of conduct. What is to be done and what not to be done. If this is the situation, what I should do. If that is the situation, what I should do. So Srimat is a book of instructions. It tells you exactly what you have to do and what you shouldn't do. So it's a book of do's and don'ts. It's a book of God's opinion. It's a book of divine instructions. It's a book of God's commandments. So understanding Srimad is very important. Before we follow it, before we have respect, before Srimad is not about just blindly accepting it and doing something. Even Baba doesn't say that. Baba says you have to judge. Try to find out, try to understand what I tell is right or what the world says is right. If you take just one point, Baba says, don't borrow money nor lend money. This is one of the Srimad. Now what happens if you do that? It has been found that this money business entangles man so much. You're lost. I borrow money from somebody, and for example, you must have heard about the most famous story, the diamond necklace by, what's the name of that, Maudi Passant, something like that. So that in that diamond necklace, there's a woman who is poor and she has to go to some party. And she feels that we are very poor and we have been invited to such a beautiful party, such a grand royal party. If I go like that, what the people will think? So she borrows a diamond necklace from her friend who was very rich. And they go to the party. They enjoy. They come back. After coming back, this lady finds that the diamond necklace is not there. Now she doesn't understand what to do. The necklace is not there because which she had borrowed from her friend. What to do? Then she and her husband, they make so much efforts. They are poor already. They don't have money. And they work so hard. They take loans and they do everything. Burning the midnight lamp. And ultimately they gather enough money and they purchase a new diamond necklace and this lady gives to her friend. Now, 15 years later, these 15 years have been the life of hardship for them because they had borrowed so much money from every quarter. Now they are repaying that money. And after 15 years, this lady has become weak, thin, diseased, debilitated and just sitting somewhere. And she happens to meet that lady, her friend, from whom she had taken the necklace. So that lady, her affluent friend, says, what happened to you? She says nothing. She tries to hide but ultimately reveals the truth that I had taken a diamond necklace from you and I had lost it and I had to do all these things in order to repay it to you. Now this lady says, oh, what you did? That was an artificial necklace. That was a fake. What I had given to you. So, anything, for example, any Srimad is very deep. We need to understand what is it, why Baba is saying such things. For example, there is yet another Srimad which is not very clear to many Brahmins, and that Srimad is about will. For example, I am about to die. So I write down my will. Should I or not? Is it Srimad? It is. Baba has said about this. Yes, you should. For example, your money. Maybe 10 lakhs. You are about to die. If you die without will, that money may get into wrong hands. It might get wasted. So every Brahmin should have a will before he dies and see that that money is utilized in proper way. This money would be known as Pavitra Dhan, pure wealth. If you plan for your wealth before dying, if you die without planning, you don't know what are your Laukiks going to do with that money. They can do anything. That will not be utilized for yajna. That will not be utilized for the better purpose. So, this is a very subtle Srimad, which I think many Brahmins aren't aware of it. But Baba himself has said that if you are going, if you are dying, you should have will. And should make, I have seen many people, many Brahmins, they come to us as to give for medical certificate or witness. To they come to doctor. So they want that I am fit, give medical certificate. So that way. So this is one of the Srimad. That before I die, I have to see how much money I have. And after my death, what will happen to that money? I have to see that that money is utilized. For example, I have 3 children and I die leaving a vast sum of money. And all those 3 children, they waste it like anything. Their extravagance and everything, frivolous living. So that is all waste of money. This is a hard-earned money. That should not go waste. So, everyone should have a will before you die. Otherwise, they will feast on your money like vultures. So Srimad. That was the second example. So any Srimad has to be understood in depth. There's a book in Spark. It's a big book on Srimad. But it's in Hindi, not in English. And that book has been compiled by one of the brothers of Madhuban. And it is a compilation. He had been compiling it from very long time, maybe years together. Now that book has come up. So it's a big book on Srimad that explores, that has numerous versions of Bab Dada and churning on those versions. Regarding everything, regarding wearing clothes, what to wear, what not to wear. Regarding patch, regarding purity. Each and every topic is there almost of Brahmin life. Because we need to know what is Srimad. For example, food. Baba says, don't take anything from outside. But what about chocolates? What about ice creams? What about papad? Biscuits? What do you think about these things? Should we? Why? They are machine made. Yeah, it's from outside. Ooh. Machines don't move on their own. So all these things, Baba said no for these things. But still many Brahmins are engaged in drinking soft drinks. Many things like that. But they are coming from outside. And already, once I already told, there was one brother who was coming from Ahmedabad to Abu. And he was Kumar. And few people came and sat in his compartment in railway bogie. And they tried to offer him food. He said, no, no, I don't eat from outside. They said, no, this is prepared by our mother. Please eat. He said, no, no, still I don't eat. I am full. After they finished their food, a group of people who was sitting in the same compartment, they said, at least take the biscuits. You have not taken our food. At least have this much regard for us. So they offered him biscuits. And he, thinking it is machine made and Baba may not have any objections, he ate those biscuits. And when he woke up, he was in Ajmer. And all his luggage and everything was stolen. Those biscuits were laced with intoxicants. We never know what other is offering. Somebody offered something, we ate, and he felt tipsy, drowsy, intoxicated, and when he woke up, he was far. Abu Road had gone, and all his luggage was gone. So there were thieves, thugs, in disguise, who offered him those biscuits. So we never know what is there in what. You suppose there is a wrapper, okay? It contains biscuits and it has got list of ingredients. That these ingredients are used in making of this compound, is this thing. But are you sure that only these things are included in that? Is there any, for example, I will quote the example, some spice masala. It's an Everest masala. Okay, so there is a list of things given. But are you sure that only these things are used and not anything outside? We never know what is being used where. So, though it's not 100% possible, we have to sometimes rely on what is written. But still, as far as possible, Baba has said this multiple times, that eat only those things which have been prepared by yogis and not anything from outside. That depends on person. Like Baba says that if you are in army and you don't have any option, so you eat those bread. If you need, yeah, whatever. Then Baba had said this multiple times, that if you are helpless totally, then you can eat anything in Baba's remembrance. But then that should not become an excuse every time. Baba says for the military people that you can eat bread. But now you have got retired from military 5 years back and still you are eating from outside. Quoting Baba, that Baba has told for military people that you can eat. Chips, whatever. French fries, chips or anything out of those things. So they are traps. And in the long run you understand, the lesser the wants, the better we are. The more the wants, the more the things we need, the more the number of items that we eat, they should be as less as possible. Why? Mahatma Gandhi has said in one of his article in one newspaper, Young India, of which he was editor. He said very categorically that a yogi's diet should be limited, as less as possible. And in the long run, he should cut down on multiple things. The less it is, the better it is. The more it is, the more deleterious it is for your health. So, as I said, Srimad sometimes can become confusing. Because Baba has given, for example, two children came and one Baba said, give up your job and surrender completely. Another he said, continue your job and be cooperative soul. So he sees what soul is there. So Srimad should be tailored made. And for understanding Srimad, actually we understand Srimad only when we go in depth of it. The ultimate Srimad is not about words. It's not about what Baba has said and what he has not said. You understand in the long run that Srimad is something which is given at that moment. It is not something which is written. Earlier, Srimad means written scripture, written things. This is Srimad, that is not Srimad. But sometimes you land up in such a position that you don't understand what is Srimad. At that moment, in those moments, in those adverse situations, in those complicated, intricate, most difficult, incorrigible, unfavorable conditions, Srimad is something that you receive from God. A newfangled, a fresh Srimad. Which is probably is not written anywhere. Srimad is something which comes as revelation at Amritvela. In Urdu it is known as Ilham. Ilham means something which has descended. Something which is the heavenly message. Something which has come as the divine revelation and ilham. So Srimad is something like that. It is not just about written literature. You know this is to be done, this is not to be done. But you are placed in such a situation. For example, if somebody sees his senior only is lying and making you to do those things which are against Srimad. Now what is the Srimad for that person? It's such a difficult situation. Very tough situation. When you don't understand, when somebody in knowledge only is telling you to speak untruth. So it's such a tough situation. So you don't find clear-cut Srimad anywhere. There's no written thing Baba has said. If Baba has never mentioned such things anywhere. So that's why I said, ultimate Srimad will descend during times of bodilessness. Ultimate and the final verdict will come to you, will be given unto you, if the line of your intellect is absolutely clear, conspicuous. Only that time you will understand what Srimad is. So, Baba is saying, have regard for Srimad. To have regard for Baba means to have regard for what he says. To love Baba means to love his Srimad. If he say that I love him, but I don't care about what he says, then that is in fact disregard. So those who follow the dictates of their own mind. And one more thing. How do I know that this is Baba's touching? And it is my own touching? We have discussed this in the past also. How do I know? Yes. Whether it is Baba's touching or it is my touching. Yeah. There will not be any doubt. Okay. What else? Yeah. Baba's touching would be very much successful. This is the Avyakta Murli of... Baba is talking with double foreigners. The double foreigners asked Baba question number 2 in the Avyakta Murli of 14th March 1982. The double foreigners are asking, Baba, many times while sitting in yoga, we receive very good touchings. But how can you tell whether those touchings are from Baba or not? Three answers. First, Baba's touchings are always powerful. And you will experience this power to be more powerful than your own power. So the first thing about this is, it is extremely powerful. You know that this is not mine. It has not come from my mind. I had never thought about it. It is something which has descended from above and it is so robust, so powerful. It's not mine. It's Baba's. So most powerful. The second thing is, there will be experience of easy success in Baba's touching. That actually will be the third point. Because that you get to know later on. That it became, it was success. And in between, second point is, there will never be any questions of why, what about Baba's touching. Everything will be very clear. So, CPS. CPS means clear. P is powerful. S means success. CPS. That is the criteria that you know that this is Baba's touching. It's not mine. I had not sat with that intention that I have to get some touching from Baba. I was just sitting casually and suddenly a light flashed. And suddenly a new thing happened. Suddenly I understood. Baba told me, go and do this. And I did this. And the success was stupendous. So clarity, powerful, and success. CPS. But for this to happen, you have to sit with very plain intellect. Without your preconceived, premeditated, pre-thought ideas. Otherwise we already think, if suppose I have to take some decision, I have already decided for B. And then I sit in front of Baba, and then I say, oh, Baba has given me touching, it is B. I should go for option B. But it was already pre-planned. It has not come from Baba. If it comes from Baba, it will be very powerful, very clear, and there won't be any doubt. I'm not sure, there won't be a iota of doubt about that. Whether I should do this or do that, do this or do that. Everything will be crystal clear. That is Baba's touching. So, again, coming back. What Baba is saying, to follow Srimad is regard and to disobey him or to follow the dictates of your own mind, that is manmat, that is disregard. Om Shanti.